to you by GN and Co. Shocking, and welcome back to After School is After School with your girl, Sis GU. To my returning listeners, I hope that you guys are well. And to those that are passing by, I hope you like what you see. Hey, you join the gang here, please. I hope you like what you see. Hey, you join the gang here, please. I hope you, hey, you join the gang here, please. Okay, join the gang here today, not tomorrow, not a minute later. I hope that you guys are well at home. And today, I think I want to call this episode Energy Doesn't Lie. I'm not quite sure, but we'll see. But yeah, I think as a reformed people pleaser, sometimes you can keep yourself in spaces that you're really not meant to be in. And you can excuse a lot of behaviors from people because you want to be liked by them. You want to be accepted by them. You know, you just want acceptance in your life. So you just do it. And I think when you grow out of that is when you start to realize that maybe you had subjected yourself to like relationships, friendships that really weren't serving you, you know, friendships and relationships where you were maybe going above and beyond in order to be able to keep that relationship or make sure that it's functioning. And I think the older I'm getting, the more I realize that like, yo, bro, energy does not lie. You know, and I think sometimes it's so hard to center yourself and center your feelings in that like, I feel like this. But like, who am I to think like this, you know? And why do I think like this? And I think asking yourself why you feel a certain feeling in a situation or towards someone is really important. But don't ever gaslight your feelings. Like, you felt that, so it's valid. And I think there had been many a times in my life when I had felt things or felt energy or felt vibes. And for the sake of not being awkward or not wanting to be the first person to walk away, I stayed in those spaces. I really did. And now I'm just kind of like, no, if I feel something and I feel like something is off, I trust that. And I realized also that that's actually my discernment. That's 100% the Holy Spirit. Like, I consult the Holy Spirit every day. We be talking, we be walking, we be doing life together. So, I mean, I feel like my spirit can tell when I'm in a space that I'm not supposed to be in. My spirit can tell when I'm around people that like maybe actually aren't my friends and I think that they are or were my friends. My spirit can tell when I'm not wanted in a space. Like, I have learned to honor myself and honor my thoughts and my feelings as much as possible. And honestly, I've been right. And I think I wish that I would have heard someone tell me to do that. You know, even if you're wrong, that's okay. Like, you were trusting yourself and you thought you were right and you were wrong. And obviously there's a way to go about it. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to be crazy, but you can literally just distance yourself. You can ask for space. You can have a conversation if you feel like a conversation needs to be had because you're feeling a weird vibe or energy. But that's something I used to struggle with so much. Like, I would gaslight myself and say like, yo, you don't feel like that. And like, no, this person didn't mean it like that, even if I felt like they did. And I'm someone who is so quick to rationalize other people's actions and their words. So even when someone says something or does something, I'm like, no, you know what I mean? Like, let me look at it from their perspective. Where were they coming from? Like, I know they don't mean any wrong. And although that's, I think that's right to some extent. You should, you know, try understand where someone is coming from and rationalize what they've maybe said or done. But in the same breath, you know, sometimes you don't got to rationalize. Sometimes you don't have to make sense of something because you feel it and you know that it's there. And yeah, I think that's something I really just used to struggle with, just honoring my feelings. And I was so quick to put myself in spaces where I knew I just did not belong or I wasn't wanted. You know, it's also, it's that thing of, someone can invite you somewhere, you know, and everyone's like, oh my goodness, come. Oh my goodness, come. It's going to be so much fun. And then you get there and you're actually just like, the fun that you guys were talking about, it's not being had. It's not being had and I'm not feeling it. And the vibes are off and the energy is off and all of these things. And I used to find myself going into spaces and being around like certain people and honestly just coming back extremely drained. And I realized that's not normal. I should not be in the presence of anyone and come back feeling like emotionally exhausted or mentally exhausted or whatever it is. And I started to realize that that was my spirit, you know what I'm saying? Giving me a little bit of a nudge in that this is not a space that is conducive for you because it really doesn't fill you up. And it's, you know, it's just not the best place for you to be right now. And again, sometimes, you know, you may not need to be in a certain space for amount of time. And then there might come another time where you feel comfortable to be in that space, or you can outgrow its space or outgrow like a group. There's so many ways I can relate this topic to in my life. But yeah, and I think like my biggest prayer this year has been, Lord, anything that is not for me, anyone that is around me that does not wish me well, anything that is not positive, anything that should not be in my life, anything that is not from you, remove it. Remove it. But I do want to warn you guys, you do have to be prepared for that prayer, because one thing about that prayer, the Lord will show you, he will shake you, like it's going to go down basement. So just be prepared for the things that you're asking for. And again, I think that I'm so confident in my relationship with God that if he decides to do something, regardless of me understanding it or not, I'm cool. Like, I think that is honestly peace beyond all understanding. I don't need to understand why certain things are happening, but I do trust my Lord and Savior enough to know that whatever he is doing is in my best interest, and that he sees things that I don't see, you know, and he hears things that I don't hear. And he's just aware of so much more than what I am aware of. So like, yeah, bro, that's what's happening. And that was, and that's what needs to happen, you know, and also realizing that God orchestrates things in my life is also understanding that there's no bad blood. It's just that I'm being moved away for this season, for this reason. And I don't have to understand any more of it than what, you know, than what I currently do. So yeah, I think just praying that is, it's a very serious prayer, but it really has changed my life and it will continue to change my life, you know? And I think it's also made me realize that in me praying that, I've had to check my heart posture. And when I say heart posture, I just mean, in what capacity are you living in? Like, what are you, in what capacity are you doing things? Are you doing things out of a good place? Are you doing things out of love? Are you doing things out of happiness? Are you doing things out of gratitude? You know, or are you vengeful? Are you sad? Are you angry? Are you, you know, and I think there are definitely moments in time in life where certain things happen and they can definitely not call you to act out of character, but you know, you can have certain emotions that are just really so strong that you may act differently from who you are and do things that aren't really from the best place. And I've learned to always check my heart posture. Like, when I am doing something, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? And where is it coming from? And why do I feel the need to do it? You know, I've also just realized that sometimes people's heart postures themselves aren't in the best place. And that's why I think that people can say to you that they wish you well, but their actions may not show that they wish you well. And I honestly believe that people can't hide forever. Like, I keep saying this to my younger sister. We keep having like this one conversation, and people can't hide forever. If someone is in your corner, they're in your corner and it will show. But if someone is not in your corner and someone is not truly wanting the best for you, that will show. It will show in time. Like, no one can act to be on your team for the rest of their lives. Yeah, I think just realizing that, you know, sometimes maybe things aren't done out of the best heart posture, and sometimes it's not intentional, but as people, we go through things. And I really am of the belief that if you do not deal with certain things, it will show in your life in different ways. And I am living proof of that. You know, I'm someone who is, I'd like to think I'm very logical and I'm very rational, but there have for sure been times in my life where the logic was lacking. The rationale was irrational. Okay. So I completely understand the, you know, thinking that you are one thing and then doing another thing. And I think that's where integrity falls into place, because you need to be someone who does what they say at all times in order for your word to stand and to be valuable as a person. But I learned that the hard way. I think I had to have my word not be valuable, have my word not be trusted, to realize that you actually can't get away with life with doing this thing. You can't say you're about something and then not be about it, you know? You can't just pretend to be something that you're not. Eventually, your cracks will show. And even if you feel like the things that you have done to other people or are doing or are going through is valid because of other experiences, the fact of the matter is that we have the responsibility to deal with our trauma. Like, although it's not your fault, it is your responsibility to deal with that and heal, especially if you want a full life, especially if you want to move out of happiness. And I think there are so many negative emotions that I've had to let go of in order to be here. With my depression, generally, I had a lot of guilt. I had a lot of shame. Ah, there is no emotion that is more painful and more heavy than shame. Like, it is so consuming. It trickles into your life in every way. You don't want to be seen. You don't want to be heard. You don't believe you deserve good things. You self-sabotage. And honestly, that was my whole character. I was just carrying shame, and I allowed the shame to like dictate how it is that I moved as a person. And yeah, there are other things that I definitely just had to learn through, but I had to become enough of them. You know, you have to eventually want to become the person that you know you're meant to be. And you also have to want for your word to mean something, and you want for your actions to meet your word. there are things that I've also realized that, again, they don't just come to you in life. You have to learn them. My friend and I were having a conversation the other day, and she said to me that faithfulness is practiced. You have to practice it and make it a habit. You know, like if you have been in a situation where you haven't been faithful, in order to be faithful is something that you learn and practice in your next relationship. You will be tested with the same things. And that's what I've realized about life. Like, I low-key look at life as a simulation of sorts, honestly, and there are different levels. And you'll have the same problems in your life until you learn how to deal with them in the best way possible. Like, if you do not learn your lesson, you will stay at that lesson for a very long time until you actually do decide to learn. And, you know, sometimes you think that like, okay, cool, I'm at this stage now, I'm just going to naturally progress to the next. But it's like, to progress to the next stage, you have to have learned. And learning means being able to hold yourself accountable. Learning means being able to right your wrongs. Learning means being able to take actions into being a better person, you know? So like, even that simple thing that she said, in that faithfulness is practice, I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, you have to practice that. You have to practice choosing a person every day. You have to practice saying no when other people make advances, you know? And sometimes I think people just think you can wake up and just be the most faithful person on earth. And for sure, there are people that are born with it and it just happens. But I think that if you go through life and you have a dating career, you know, certain things do happen. And in order to learn and unlearn things, you have to be willing to learn and make it a habit. So yeah. And my whole thing is just being a decent person. I keep saying I'm so attracted to like decent people. And when I say decent, I mean like they're definitely more than decent, but I'm so attracted to people who put an emphasis on who they are. You know, like, looks are nice. Don't get me wrong. Looks are nice. Vibes are nice. External is nice. But I honestly can't rock with you if you're just not a good person. Or try to be a good person. You're bound to make mistakes. We're not perfect, you know, but I think there's a difference between someone who's actively trying to right their wrongs and someone who's just doing wrongs and not caring and just being like, I'm a roll with the punches. I'm a play the victim forever. I'm a whatever. And it's just like, it gets old. It really does get old and it stops being cute very quickly. So yeah, I think just being able to account for yourself as an adult. And I've been learning that as an adult, there's really no space for no accountability, especially if you want to grow in every aspect of your life, be it career, be it relationships, be it, bro, anything, be it weight, like your fitness journey. Like, if you are not accountable to yourself, you will not see the results that you want to see. So yeah, that's all I really want to say about like energy doesn't lie, is that your energy doesn't lie. What you feel is valid, and learn to trust yourself and learn to trust your feelings. And also in that, be able to check yourself and make sure that you're operating from a good place and that you're healing. And, you know, sometimes you got to say goodbye to the world, deal with your stuff, and then come out when you're in a better place to actually interact with people and move from a better place in life. And it hasn't been an easy journey. And I definitely still think that I'm going to go through it. I'm still going to learn, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, but it's just been cool to honor myself. And I think that's what this year is for me. Like, I really have been honoring myself. If I feel something is off, like, I feel it. And that's enough, you know? And sometimes things happen in life and you want a second opinion. And it's been cool to be in certain situations and say, no, I don't need a second opinion. Like, I know that this is happening to me and I feel this and I get to choose how I want to react, you know, always trying to react in the best way. Even when it is putting yourself first, I think there's always a better way of doing it. But yeah, I think that's all I really have to say about that. Energy doesn't lie. Vibes don't lie. Also, I think realizing that your energy is precious and that you're precious and that your presence is a blessing is a beautiful thing. You know, like, especially if you walk into the room and you walk in with lights and laughter and just joy, like, that is something that is intangible. That is something that is so special. That is something someone can't take away from you. That is the experience that you bring, that you create to people, you know, the energy that you bring and people feel. So yeah, it's also like, take yourself seriously enough to not keep yourself in spaces where you can't bring your best energy or where your best energy is not appreciated. And it's a part of life. Again, it's a part of life. Nothing, you know, like, the older I get, the more I think that nothing is truly personal. Really. People are just going through their own things and going through their own journeys and having to do what is best for them. For the most part, I really don't think it has anything to do with anyone else. I really don't. Like, it's like everyone is just trying to get this bread, trying to make a means, trying to make it, trying to be a good friend. You know, like, you're learning your boundaries, you're implementing your boundaries, you're changing country. Like, there's so many things. So yeah, it's been really cool to just realize that, like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. It's not that personal. That person is going through their life the same way that you're going through yours, and they get to make decisions for that, you know? And again, as long as everything is done from a good place and everyone respects one another, it's always a good vibe. So yeah, guard your energy, guard your heart, all right? You are the party. You are the vibe. You're the prize. Never forget that. That is all that I have for you guys today. Love you guys.